You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Really looking forward to this game and this matchup between the Steelers, who are 2-0 at the top of the AFC North, and the Eagles, who are 2-0 at the top of the NFC East. There's no doubting, Gil, that the Steelers have had the more difficult start to the season, and their wins against the Redskins in Week 1 and the Bengals in Week 2 are probably worth more than Philadelphia's wins against Cleveland at home and against Chicago last week on the road. But you can't help but be impressed with the rookie Carson Wentz. As we said earlier, small sample size, but he's become the first rookie to win his first two season opening starts without throwing an interception. And that's after having 71 attempts as well, which is impressive in terms of the numbers so far for Carson Wentz, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with pretty much every word that you just said there, Dave. You know, look, Dak Prescott in Dallas, they lost the first game by a point and then beat the Redskins. Dak Prescott also has 75 passes without a pick to start his career. So I think that's the record currently to start a career without an interception. But you're right about Wentz. He's the only one to win two games and throw that many, 71, just four passes fewer than Dak, but winning both games. But you're right about who they've played. Pittsburgh held the Redskins to 16. Held is in quotes there, air quotes for your audience. they held the Bengals to 16 points as well. And I think that's sort of the surprise about the Steelers. I think everybody expected, you've got Big Ben, you've got Antonio Brown. Those are two Hall of Famers, you know, that are playing on offense. So the notion that they would score a lot of points on offense, people probably expect that. And especially, listen, they're getting Le'Veon Bell back next week. So this is one more week with D'Angelo Williams, who has played wonderfully for the Steelers in the backfield. But it's the Steelers' D, I think, Dave, that has sort of surprised people. Maybe those linebackers have masked the deficiencies of their secondary, of their cornerbacks in the process. That's possible. But look, Carson Wentz is going to try to exploit that. And, you know, I sort of say that with a smile because you're right. Carson Wentz is 2-0, but the Eagles have played the poo-poo platter.
I've never heard that. We don't have that expression over here, Gil.
And then there's these two football teams that the Eagles have beaten, which are the Cleveland Browns and the Chicago Bears. And man, are those two teams, or at least the first 2 weeks, man, have those two teams been bad. Certainly the Browns were Week 1, and the Bears with Jay Cutler, Dave, who you and I talked about off air. Every single season, I'll make the Jay Cutler mistake once early, and I'll let him just fool me into thinking he's going to be good, and he is just atrocious. But look, good for Wentz. He can only beat the teams that they put out in front of him. He did very well against both the Browns and the Bears. He's looked great, but now he's playing a real football team. And, you know, he has read defenses in college football against the likes of a Weber State. He played at a non-major conference school in North Dakota, North Dakota State. Not taking anything away from him. He was great there, but it's not like he was playing at Alabama for those folks in the UK who are college football fans. And now, again, the Browns and the Bears. So now it's the Steelers. We're going to learn a whole bunch more about Carson Wentz. And I have to tell you, Dave, for all the criticism that guys like Robert Griffin III have taken for not being able to protect themselves on the football field and getting injured left and right, Carson Wentz better start protecting himself because he takes a whole bunch of hits that he doesn't need to.
Okay, the spread set at 3.5 then here, Gil. And you mentioned Antonio Brown. Last week, he only had four catches for 39 yards against the Bengals. And his displeasure was evident at the fact that he only had so few targets and so few yards. And early in the third quarter, he was a bit petulant, wasn't he? He stomped off the field and was upset, threw his arms up in the air and turned to Ben Roethlisberger, as if to say, why aren't you targeting me? And I loved Roethlisberger's response in one of the post-match press conferences, where he said, I've been in the league long enough to know every single receiver is open on every single play. That was his response.
Exactly,
which
exactly
is brilliant.
Right. Well, you know, wide receivers are notorious divas. in the NFL. It sort of happened in the last 10, 15 years, the post Jerry Rice era of receivers. They are just, you know, they're prima donnas. Pick your term, whatever you want. Now, we've never seen it from Antonio Brown, basically because Antonio Brown always catches a lot of balls and does well every single game. So you're right. This was the first game against the Bengals where all of a sudden, you know, he was sort of absent out there. And Big Ben is exactly right. Look, never trust a receiver. They say they're open. They're probably open only a fraction of the time. But Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown. He is the best receiver in the National Football League. And I do think, you know, you said earlier, do you think the Redskins, because they're 0-2, are going to be that much more motivated, sort of putting words in your mouth, I'm paraphrasing. But I do think with Antonio Brown, man, the Eagles are not going to be happy that they're catching him off that game. Because I think Big Ben, though he said that, has that very much in mind. He's like, all right, Antonio's a little upset. Maybe I better feed him the ball here. And that Eagles secondary is not scaring anybody. So I do think Big Ben's going to lot through the air, and a lot of it's going to be to Brown. So call me square, Dave, but I'm taking the Steelers here, given the three and the hook. And I do think if you're a Steelers better, get your money down early, because I think this might be a little higher at game time.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.